couple weeks ago at the UN General Assembly, the White House issued a call for corporations to do more to really get the private sector involved in helping to aid refugees. After that sort of announcement by the president, the White House really then reached out to a couple of companies to see if they were interested in answering that call. We took it from there and worked with Kickstarter to come up with the program that launched on Tuesday. This is really a departure from their traditional model where each donation gets a reward and it's to back a project of some sort. In this case, they're really asking their backers to be part of something bigger. And to give because it's the right thing to do. This is their first ever cause campaign. If somebody gives money, they're not providing anything, but they want people to be moved and moved by the call. So it's not an all or nothing fundraising goal. Typically, those are, you know, they have a fundraising time limit, and if you don't raise enough money, then the project doesn't get backed. This is not that kind. It's really to go out there and see how much money we can raise for the cause. And what's really exciting from our side, I think, as much as the funds will be used and benefit refugees, we are also excited by the possibility of educating the U.S. audience about the issue of refugees. It's not as well known here in the United States. We don't have refugees in our backyard. And so I think the education and awareness piece for us is just as exciting as the funds that are being raised.
What sort of success have the campaigns enjoyed so far? Has the response been strong?
Oh, it's been very strong. I mean, they raised more than $1 million in about 26 hours. So they really didn't have any expectations for or a goal for what they wanted to raise. I mean, they were hopeful that they could raise $1 million based on what they know about their own internal backers and their audience, but they really didn't want to put a goal on it because they had no sense. This is the first time they were doing a campaign of this sort. So we've been very pleased that the U.S. public has really taken this to heart and given in a big way. And we still have 5 days to go. So we're hopeful that is really going to only increase and go up.
Do you imagine that this could become a model going forward as a way to reach individual members of the public and get them involved?
Absolutely. I mean, that'd be our hope. This is really exciting because there's also a big awareness and publicity push behind it. And so there's a lot more visibility for it. And I think, unfortunately, given all of the people flooding into Europe, I think the U.S. audience is seeing more of those stories in the press and wanting to know how they can help and what they can do more. And so these campaigns have been very timely because they've given that opportunity for individuals to be part of something bigger.